This is Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Does the Bible authorize the observance of Easter? Easter represents a convergence of three particular events. 1, the Hebrew Passover. 2, the resurrection of Christ. And 3, a pagan festival of spring. These three events became associated with the unauthorized festival of the resurrection, which was celebrated about the time of the Jewish Passover each year. In the Council of Nicaea in 325 A.D., it was decreed that Easter should be on a Sunday, but it did not specifically indicate which Sunday. It wasn't until the 7th century that a rule was finally set and adopted as to when Easter would be observed. It would be determined then to be the first Sunday after the first full moon following the first day of spring. Using this rule, it could fall anywhere between March 21 and April 25, a period of 35 days. Have you not wondered why Easter always floats around, some years in March, some years in April? Well, that's the reason why. The observance of Easter as a special holy day is not found in the Bible. Therefore, it is the invention of men, and it'll perish along with all of man's doctrines and works, according to Matthew chapter 15, verse 8 and 9. There is no command. There is no example. There's nothing in all the Bible implying that Easter is to be observed. There's absolutely nothing in Scripture that authorizes its observance with any religious significance whatsoever. The Bible teaches Christians to observe and commemorate the death of Christ every Sunday, the first day of the week, when we partake of the Lord's Supper, or communion. And we read that in Acts chapter 20 and verse 7. The demand of Colossians 3:17 must ever be before our minds. That says, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." That is, we do things by His authority. We must only do what Christ has authorized us to do in His Word, that is, the Bible. And since there's nothing in the Bible that gives authority to celebrate Easter or any other special time or day in any religious way, then it can't be done by faith. You remember what Romans 14:23 says? Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Since we cannot participate or involve ourselves in activities such as Easter or other special religious holidays, then they're not of faith. And if it's not of faith, it's sin. Faith comes by hearing God's Word, Romans 10 and verse 17. Yet God's Word doesn't instruct us to observe Easter. Therefore, it cannot be done in faith. We cannot observe this day with any religious significance because we cannot do so by the authority of Christ. We will not be judged by what uninspired men have decided through the centuries, but instead will be judged by the Word of God, John 12 and verse 48. And as for me and my house, show me in the Bible where it's to be celebrated, and I'll happily comply. But friend, since it's not there, then it's not to be observed today. This has been Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Join us again.